Palestinian Imam, Will Shatter USA, Jews Too Lowly for Muslims. By Joshua Klein on May 30, 2021. Jerusalem Imam Yusuf Makarza said in a Friday sermon that Muslims will shatter the head of America and the infidels and conquer Rome, while describing Jews as too lowly for Muslim consideration. His remarks come while pro-Palestinian demonstrators in major cities have been accused of attacking Jews and Democrats cozy up to the Palestinians. In his remarks, which aired on Hizbut Tahrir's Al-Waqia TV, Lebanon, on Monday, Makarza attacked the United States, as well as Jews, after stating that Allah, God, would revive Muslims worldwide. "The one who can revive the dead, i.e. Allah, will revive the people of Palestine," he stated. "He will revive the people of Iraq, the people of Egypt, the people of Syria, the people of Pakistan, the people of Bangladesh, and the Muslims all over the world," he added. He continued by degrading Jews, describing them as unworthy of consideration. "On that day, the Jews will not even be part of our consideration because they are too lowly, too ignoble, too base, and too disgraceful to even be taken into consideration by the Muslims," he said. Makarza explicitly targeted Jews and not merely Israelis or Zionists, which have become popular euphemisms to avoid charges of anti-Semitism. Addressing the United States, the Palestinian Islamic scholar warned the country would face devastation. "We shall shatter the head of America and the heads of the infidels, and Rome shall be conquered, Allah willing," he said. Many on social media were quick to ridicule the imam's remarks. "This was a public information broadcast on behalf of the religion of peace," quipped one Twitter user. "The crazy left support these madmen," wrote another Twitter user. "Maybe Biden should give him money," wrote another. How many of the British hashtag Muslim population agree with this fanatical hashtag Islamist? Asked one. "He's a Palestinian underdog, he's the good guy. Everything it says is love and more love," wrote another user. "Next time anyone thinks Israel should share land with these imbeciles, think again," wrote yet another. Last February, Makarza, citing Quranic verses attacking Jews, said animosity towards Jews is a religious duty for Muslims and that any Muslim who fails to show enmity towards them is a heretic. In November, Makarza stated the libertine, whoring Western culture has thrust mankind into a world of bestiality, adding that those who glorify Western civilization are infidels. Earlier this month, Hamas political leader and designated terrorist Fatih Hamad called on Palestinians in Jerusalem to buy inexpensive knives in order to behead Jews. In 2019, Hamad urged millions of Palestinians worldwide to kill Jews wherever they are. Makarza's sermon comes as a surge of anti-Semitic acts throughout the United States has been seen this past month amid Israel's conflict with Hamas, with pro-Palestinian demonstrations descending into violence against Jews. As a result, Aaron Keok, the Jewish Engagement Director at Biden for President, told Jews to hide their Judaism in public. "If you fear for your life or physical safety, take off your kippah, head covering, and hide your Megan David, Star of David," he wrote Friday. In a viral clip published this week, documentary filmmaker Emmy Horowitz approached students in Portland, Oregon, and managed to garner funds to support the Hamas terror organization despite openly presenting the group as determined to destroy Israel and kill Jews. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.